from Las Vegas. You're listening to Verve Church for people who don't like church. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, welcome to Verve, where we are all about loving God, loving people, and turning the world upside down. I'm Vince Antonucci. I'm one of the pastors here at Verve, but who are you? And if you haven't said hi yet in the comments, would you just say, hey, let us know where you're watching from. We'd love to say hi to you. And I am so glad that you're here. And I have a question. Do you ever feel like you're trying to move forward, but you can't? You know what I mean? You take a step or two forward and then you slide back to where you were before. Maybe you can relate to the lady in this video. So you see the guy sliding, it's icy, right? And here comes our star, the lady with the backpack. Watch. Maybe that video reminds you of your life. You're trying to move forward, but you keep sliding back to where you were. You can't seem to make permanent progress. You move backwards as much as you move forwards. And it makes you wonder, where are you going to be in, I don't know, 10 years? What if I told you that I could predict what your life will look like in 10 years? Like, I could tell you whether you'll be better off or worse off financially, if you'll be closer to God, whether your life will be more or less of a mess, if you'll be in better health or worse, more or less happy, more or less alone. Well, chances are I could. Well, like a pretty accurate prediction. Not because I have some special ability. I am not a fortune teller. I don't have a magic eight ball. I am not a futurist, and I am not future. But I could predict your future, not because I have a special ability, but because your habits are telegraphing your future. The life you're living today is shaping the life you will live tomorrow. Another question. Do you ever look at really successful people and wonder, how do they do it? Like whether they're successful in their jobs or their marriage or financially or with their health or making a difference with their lives or what I would say, personally, I would say is most important, successful spiritually, like they're really close to God. How are successful people successful? You know those people who always seem to win?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
How are successful people successful? Growing up, I thought they were just lucky. Maybe they were lucky to be born into the right family or with the right God-given abilities, or they had a big break or a fortuitous breakthrough. And then I started to meet successful people, successful in all those different ways. And I realized nothing could be further from the truth. Success is not the result of luck. And it's not the result of a moment, you know, like this one big bold action or this one important decision. Success comes. People win because of countless, seemingly small actions and decisions done consistently over time. It's the small things no one sees that lead to the big results everyone wants. Today, we are ending our series, This Is My Year. We are about to start a new series called Christianity for People Who Aren't Christians. We're going to learn why Christians believe what they believe. If you're a Christian, it will be great for you. And it will be really great if you're not a Christian. So, man, like, invite your non-Christian friends to check out this series online. But today, we finish up our current series. And what we've been talking about is how to make 2021 your year, a year of intentionality, where life doesn't happen to you, you happen to life. A year of growth, a year of winning, a year of success. And the last few weeks, we've learned how your identity drives your behavior, how to rely on God's power, not willpower, that we need to train, not try. And we've learned about the importance of habits, of consistently doing the right strategic habits that successful people do consistently, what others do occasionally. In 2008, Malcolm Gladwell, one of my favorite authors, he put out a book called Outliers, The Story of Success. And he studied successful people. Why are they successful? The answer, 10,000 hours. He found across the board, people who are great at something put in about 10,000 hours of practice to become great. People who are successful in their careers or marriages or spiritually get there a little at a time. People who are in great shape physically or financially, a little at a time. People who win do the small things no one sees, and it leads to the big results everyone wants. The inverse is true as well. People who don't win don't do the small things no one sees, and so they are not led to the big results they want. The life you want, a life that honors God, great marriage, financially and physically strong, close friends, it's not the result of what you hope for. It's the result of your habits. God tells us that in the Bible. Now, he doesn't use the word habits, though. He talks about this in terms of sowing and reaping. Let me show you. It's in the Bible quite a bit, but I'm going to show you in a book called Galatians chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 7. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So to sow means to plant. It means to put seeds in the ground. And to reap means to gather the fruit that is the result of the seed you planted. So it says, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows, flesh, spirit. What is it saying? You reap what you sow. You are going to get out what you put in. It's not saying that there's never a moment of luck in life where something goes weirdly good or weirdly bad. We all know that happens, right? But man, that is rare. What God is telling us and what we all know is, for the most part, you get out what you put in. You reap what you sow. And this passage specifically uses a spiritual example saying, hey, listen, if you live your life for God, that's what you're going to get out of it eternally. If you live for yourself and you ignore God, that's what you're going to get out of it eternally. But it's not just spiritual and eternal. It's saying this is the way life works. There's a law at work here. Not a law like, you must do this. A law like gravity, right? Gravity is a law of nature. It's how the world works. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it, but gravity will work for you, and it will work on you the same way it works for everyone, right? If you jump, you go up, and then because of the law of gravity, you will go down. If you trip, you don't fall up, you fall down. It's the law of gravity. It's the way the world, it's the way life works. And God tells us in the Bible that there is a law of sowing and reaping. In agriculture, it means if you plant apple seeds, you get apple trees, right? If you plant orange seeds, don't expect apples, right? Wait, what is this? I wanted apples. Why did I get oranges? Because you planted orange seeds, you dummy. In life, it means if you plant good habits, you'll get good outcomes. If you plant bad habits, don't expect good outcomes. Hey, wait, what's this? Why is this happening? It's happening because it's what you planted. The funny thing is, and it happens all the time, someone sows seeds of lust. They look at porn, but they expect a good marriage and a good sex life. And then when their marriage really struggles, wait, what's this? It's what you planted. Or sows seeds of complaining and negativity, but expects good friends. And when their friends avoid them, wait, what's this, man? My friends suck. You can't rely on anybody. No, it's what you planted. Someone sows seeds of showing up late for work and giving half-hearted effort, but expects the promotion. And when they don't get it, wait, man, what's this? My boss, he's not fair. My boss. No, it's what you planted. When things go bad, the marriage, the friendships, the job, people get upset. Often, and I hear this a lot because I'm a pastor, often they blame God. God, why did you? Why do you? No. God did not do this to you. You did this to you. Or I did this to me. If you plant good habits, you're going to get good outcomes. If you plant bad habits, don't expect good outcomes because you reap what you sow. And second thing we learn from this passage, you reap more than you sow. That's just, it's the way agriculture works. So interesting, if you put a kernel of wheat in the ground, it will produce a stalk with three heads of wheat. In each head, there will be 15 to 35 kernels. So one kernel produces about 100 kernels. If you plant those 100 kernels, they'll produce about 1 million kernels. It's true in agriculture. It's also true in life. Not only do you reap what you sow, you reap more than you sow. Why? Why do you reap more than you sow? Well, there are two powerful factors always at play, but we often ignore them. One is called the cumulative effect, which is the powerful effect produced by something happening, even if it's small, over and over, over a long period of time. The cumulative effect. For instance, ready for an example? Let's say I gave you a choice. I will give you either a magic penny that doubles every day for 1 month. So on the first day, it's one penny. The second day, it's two pennies. The third day, it's, you're with me, right? Four pennies. So I'll give you that penny. You can have it for 1 month. Or I'll give you $5 million. Which should you choose? $5 million, right? Wrong. At the end of the month, that penny would be worth $5,368,000. $5,368,709. I'll say that again, $5,368,709. Unless it's a 31-day month, then it would be worth $10,737,418. You would be a fool to take the $5 million, but we all would. Why? Because we discount the cumulative effect, the powerful effect of something happening over and over for a long period of time. The second factor is compounding interest, which is typically used, you hear that phrase, in reference to finances, right? Compounding interest speaks of the interest you get on the interest. So financially, you make an investment, that investment gains interest. You leave the interest in, and so the interest in the next period is earned on the amount you initially put in and on the interest that you have already accumulated. Cool. Albert Einstein once said, the most powerful force in the universe is compound interest. So all of this may sound a little boring, but grasping the significance of these principles will completely change your life because these principles are already shaping your life. Who you are today is because of the cumulative and compound effects. Who you become tomorrow will be because of the cumulative and compound effects. In his book called The Compound Effect, author Darren Hardy writes, decisions shape your destiny. Little everyday decisions will either take you to the life you desire or to disaster by default. That's true. So let's make those principles work for us, not against us. Let me see if I can help you better kind of get your head around how these principles work, okay? So we'll start with financially, because that's maybe the easiest way. Check this out. Ready? Listen to this. If a 40-year-old person wants to have $1 million in savings at age 65, then he will have to invest about $20 a day every day from 40 to 65. That will be a $7,300 investment every year, which is about $300,000 invested in those 25 years at the 65. So over 25 years, you invest $300,000, you'll have $1 million at age 65. If a 20-year-old, starts 20 years older, earlier, right? 20-year-old wants to have $1 million in savings at age 65, she only has to invest $2 a day, which is barely over $700 a year, which is a total investment of about $30,000 in those 45 years to have $1 million at age 65. Wow, right? Why? It's the cumulative effect of compounding interest. If you want to win financially, start now and consistently do the small right thing. The same is also true physically. Have you ever had one of those 100-calorie packs? You know what I'm talking about, 100-calorie packs? The problem you discover when you open a 100-calorie bag is there is virtually nothing in the bag, right? You get like a 100-calorie pack of Oreo Thins, and you learn that they're not really Oreos, and they are very thin, and there are very few of them in the bag. So check this out. You, like everyone, you have an amount of calories that you burn on average every day. If you eat just 100 fewer calories than you burn every day, just 100, that little bag, it's nothing, right? You will lose 10 pounds in a year. If you eat just 100 more calories than you burn every day, just an extra one of those little bags that has nothing in it, you will gain 10 pounds a year. That is a 20-pound difference And 100 calories is like nothing. But that small difference each day will add up. It's the cumulative effect of compounding interest. It's harder to see, but these principles also apply spiritually. So if you read about like a spiritual hero, like a Mother Teresa type, or you meet someone who is so close to God, having such great impact for God, and you think, man, I want that. I wish I was like them. You can be. You can be. The reason those people are close to God and have a big impact is because they take time to pray and read their Bibles every day. And because they're in a small group and because they're in church every week, it's they do the small, important things consistently. And the inverse is also true. When we don't do those things or when we sin, we think it's an isolated incident. It's just one time. It's not. The Bible says that one little wrong choice can give the devil a foothold to enter and work in our lives. The Bible says that one little sin, it's no big deal, has a way of hardening your heart and turning you away from God. But each time we obey God and we are training ourselves to be faithful, your spiritual life is all about you consistently doing the right things, the right small things. There was a book some years ago that encouraged people to not sweat the small stuff and to realize it's all small stuff. That may be true when it comes to worrying, but there is no such thing as small stuff when it comes to our habits and decisions. Because of the cumulative effect and compounding interest, saving $2 a day and putting it into a retirement account is not small stuff. Eating an extra little 100-calorie bag of not small stuff. Deciding to skip working out today, it's not small stuff. Telling your spouse, I love you. Again, not small stuff. Having one more drink at the bar is not small stuff. Taking a couple of minutes to pray before you start your day, it's just a couple minutes. It's not small stuff. This is how life works. Every day you make little decisions and those little decisions mount up. What you do every day is turning you into the person you will become and leading you into the life you will live. So, we learn from God, we learn from the Bible, you reap what you sow, you reap more than you sow, and there's one more truth here, you reap after you sow. You reap after you sow. Like in agriculture, you plant those seeds, you don't then like stare at the ground, well, right? You know, it's going to take some time to reap what you've sown. The same is true in life, but so often we miss this. It's like, man, you know what? I decided I wanted to lose weight and I went to the gym this week. I went 3 times and I gained a pound. I quit. I read the Bible every day this week, but I don't feel any different. I quit. Man, you know, I decided to pay off my debt by bringing lunch to work instead of buying my lunch. I did it all month. I only saved $300. That's not going to pay off my debt. I quit. No. Man, that $300, you keep doing that all year? It's about $4,000. You keep doing that over time, it's going to be $30,000. You remember that last verse of the passage we read, Galatians 6:9? It said, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You are shaping your life. Your life is the sum total of the small decisions you make each day. Your life today is not the result of luck. It's a result of the decisions and habits that you have done consistently. I can predict who you will be in 10 years, what your life will be like, because it's the result of the small choices you are making today. They'll add up. So start doing the right things. And when this service ends in a couple of minutes, you have the opportunity to sow. When you wake up tomorrow morning, it's a chance to sow. This is something you can start doing immediately. How cool is that? Start doing the right things and then keep doing the right things. Keep up those habits. What we learned, if you missed it last week, you can watch or listen to it, how to start and maintain habits. Keep doing those habits. Don't become weary, because at the proper time, you will win if you don't give up. It's the small things no one sees that leads to the big results everyone wants. Successful people do consistently what other people do occasionally. So don't grow weary of doing what no one else sees. Don't grow weary of praying, of giving, of encouraging, of believing, of working out, of eating healthy, of saving your money, of going on dates with your spouse, of saying, I love you, of reading your Bible, of forgiving, because that's how you shape your life. And because that's how we are going to win. That's how you are going to make 2021 your year. And with God's help, you can do that. With God's help, we can do that. So let's pray to God together right now, and then we're going to sing to him. And if you're not a place where you sing to God, man, use this as a time to think about what you heard today, to ask God for help. He will help you. So let's pray. God, we want to win. We want to grow. We want to change. We want to live lives that honor you. We want to live the lives you made us to live. And it's not easy. And we have so much experience. I have so much experience with failure and going backwards and wanting to change and not maintaining change, God. But man, in this series, we have learned principles for how to define a win and actually win. God, would you help us? Would you give us your power? We don't want to do this in willpower. God, would you help us to win? God, we're relying on you. We're trusting in you. We want to keep walking with you as we do this, as we walk towards victory in 2021. And we pray all these things in your name, in your power. Because you love us. Amen.